Today's October 17th, 2024. Current Bitcoin price is $67,572.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
You know what, Rick? I think it's whatever we name the episode, Bitcoin's going to do the opposite.
Yeah. Well, let's not name it exciting or all-time high.
Or, yeah, we should just say new low, next episode name.
New low.
New all-time low. Second low. Yeah, I think for those of you that have been paying attention, last episode was called Bored because it had been boring. Episode before that was Downtober instead of Uptober, and the episode before that was Uptober. But we've actually had some pretty nice moves this week.
Yeah, I mean, when we last recorded, you know, Sunday, price is at 62,000, and right now it's 67,572.
Yeah,
not too bad.
No, not too shabby at all. Exciting times for sure. So before we start diving into stuff, how are theoretical buys doing?
Okay, so $3,000 back in October 27th of 2023. It's almost been a year. That $3,000 is now worth $5,980, so almost doubled again.
Okay.
Doing pretty good. So if you could time the market before it takes off on that second wave, you're going to do pretty well. And the second buy was, we're assuming that there's going to be another wave, the bigger wave after the halving. So we made a purchase of $1,000 right at the halving, April 19th, I believe. And that 1,000 led us to 0.01564 Bitcoin. And this week we were positive. So that $1,000 is now worth 1,057. Oh. So not huge, but at least it's positive.
No, and we have seen that number higher. We have, haven't we?
A little bit higher. I mean, it's, you know, there'd be that moments where Bitcoin would get to 70 and then it'd be looking pretty good and then it would dump from there. So,
yeah. Yeah. I remember we had done a couple episodes where it seemed like it was looking pretty good. But again, I think we, and it's not just us, I think us and a lot of the people in the market kind of got faked out by how, exuberant the move was in the beginning of this year when the ETF got approved.
Yeah. And that's usually kind of like the, I don't know how you want to call it. People call it different phases, but that's kind of like the phase three move. And then phase four is the blow off top.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the beginning of the phase three.
Yeah.
Move. And it was probably one of the bigger phase threes because we reached an all time high during that.
Yeah.
But have been puttering out ever since.
Right. Yeah. And it seems like there's been a lot of exuberance in the market, especially, I mean, just looking at the past, this past week, we put up the ETF flows from Farside on our Discord chat. And I mean, really, it's been a very significant week. There was something you were noticing though about, BlackRock and iBit on the 11th.
Yeah. They didn't do any deposits at all. It was still a positive day for BlackRock, or not BlackRock, but the Bitcoin ETFs, but they had zero.
Yeah,
which I guess there is another zero, but it looks a little bit odd because they usually are putting up good numbers, sometimes negative numbers, but rarely zero. So
yeah, and I mean, when we look at that there, it's the 14th, 15th, and 16th, you know, combined with my horrible math skills, I think it was almost like 800 billion they had done, or 800 million, not billion.
Yeah. 800 million in 3 days. Just, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when we look at the total moves for this week has just been black all the way down the board. I mean, there's Grayscale, of course, is selling occasionally because that's what Grayscale does. But, other than that though, I mean, when you look at this has been shaping up to be really good. Nice moves within the ETF space. and that move is being reflected in price. So it's kind of cool to see, you know. And one of the big questions that I have for you, like, and we'll save predictions for what we're thinking for this next week till kind of more towards the end of the episode. But do you think we'll have a move down, kind of into the remainder of this week? Do you think we'll, or do you think we kind of peaked out and we've got to kind of cool off for a little bit, or what are your thoughts?
Maybe, I'd like to see a move higher, but you know, the last thing we want is a bull trap to come in and snatch all these people and send the price careening downward. So I've tentatively hope so. I can't say for certain though.
Yeah. I you know, and I mean, when we see those quick moves, like what we saw, you know, earlier in the week where, you know, we were kind of at that $62,000 mark, and then all of a sudden we shoot up, you know, to like 64, 65. That's shorts getting liquidated, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the inverse of that happens too, where we hit those ceilings, you know, and we saw when we hit the 67,909, there was a lot of liquidation that took place in the longs. So they got dropped. So, you know, it's a delicate balance now. I mean, obviously, like, that didn't hurt it too bad because it was able to kind of pump back up and recover. So it all depends on what the volumes are with the moves, but it's it feels good again. Like, this is what I was kind of hoping to see in October. But one thing I wanted to bring up too, because we were kind of talking about this before we started recording. So Eric Balcunas was talking about the ETFs and kind of what's been going on with them and how really Wall Street's really embraced it. And he says that Bitcoin ETFs have crossed $20 billion in total net flows for the first time after a huge week of $1.5 billion. For context, it took gold ETFs about 5 years to reach the same number. And this has only been 10 months.
Those are some impressive numbers. I mean, they say that the Bitcoin ETFs are the biggest successful ETF in history. So it's impressive.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, and I don't know. I like seeing Bitcoin make these moves again. Gets me excited, makes me happy. But we were kind of talking before we got going, and we probably don't want to go too far into this, but what are your thoughts on the Ethereum ETF?
I don't really have a whole lot of confidence in Ethereum. When you look at the Bitcoin dominance chart, I mean, Bitcoin has just been outpacing it.
Yeah.
Pretty strong this past year. And, you know, Ethereum did hit somewhere around $4,000 not that long ago, but it's struggling to get back up to 2,800, I believe. And I don't know what's going on with Ethereum. I mean, I really do think that the proof of stake transition, was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. But let's just say my faith in Ethereum is, it's never been particularly high, but it's a new all-time low for me.
It shooketh. Well, and one of those things, you know, we've talked about, like, one of the beauties of Bitcoin is the decentralization, you know, people running their own nodes, people running their own mining hardware. And then, I mean, I can't help but think, like, Ethereum can become so, you know, centralized. And regardless of who owns what Bitcoin, like, even if somebody owns, you know, a good chunk of Bitcoin, like Michael Saylor with MicroStrategy, like, he doesn't get to dictate the protocol because he owns a lot of Bitcoin.
Yep. Or BlackRock or Satoshi, for that matter.
Yeah. Like, that's all up to the miners. I mean, and if mining gets to the point where, and I could see that eventually happening, where mining gets so expensive that it does become extremely centralized, I don't think we're quite there yet. I think there's still enough kind of independent people out there. But I mean, eventually I could see that happening where, you know, you have that concern of centralization with the miners.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a negative thing. Like, when you think about Marathon, right? And their mining pool, like, if BlackRock all of a sudden owns a bunch of their stock, you know, maybe I'm not for publicly traded mining companies. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say.
He's not like a dang socialist, man.
I know.
Some commie over here.
I just want to keep Bitcoin from being centralized, not decentralized. I want it decentralized.
You want it decentralized. I kind of share the same sentiment. That's the thing, though. The market's what's making the network so strong these days, and that's why it's still reaching all-time highs. So I see your point, but the strength of the network is the security of the network at the same time.
Yeah, and I think hash rate continues to climb. We saw it again, and it was not that long ago that it hit a new all-time high again. Something we were kind of talking about too, looking at the markets overall, gold is actually at a new all-time high again right now too, right?
Yeah. It's about caught up to Ethereum.
Yeah. Gold is sitting at $2,705 an ounce right now. And I believe that's a new all-time high for gold. I don't think it's been that high prior.
Yeah. No, I've been saying that, I'm not just a Bitcoin guy. I do think precious metals are pretty important, especially gold. Silver may be also very important. So,
yeah, I think one of the big things to always remember with gold, though, is that it can be so diluted if you're trading just the paper. You want physical custody of that.
Yeah, that's kind of the weak point of gold. And the other thing that's with gold, if you have an ounce of gold, you have $2,700. I mean, if you have to barter with it, what are you going to buy?
You buy some Ethereum.
I don't know. Here shortly, you could buy a whole lot of Ethereum with that.
But, yeah.
I mean, silver, that's kind of where that comes into play.
Yeah.
That's more barter level.
No, I could see that. I could agree with that. Yeah, before we move into some other things, well, we will move into some other things first, but we had done an episode, and I remember this is in our Wayback Machine. We had done an episode because there was a Twitter post that came out saying the BTF or the Bitcoin ETFs were approved back on January 9th.
Yep, with the SEC's official Twitter account.
With the SEC's official Twitter account. And today it was announced that the FBI arrested alleged SEC hacker linked to fake tweets saying Bitcoin ETFs were approved.
Yeah, you kind of buried the lead there, Hans. But yeah, the SEC of Twitter said that, and everyone went nuts. The price of Bitcoin went up. Champagne bottles around the world were popping.
Mm-hmm.
And then the SEC came out shortly afterwards and said, hey, we didn't issue that tweet. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And all that exuberance kind of just left the room. Everything felt flat afterwards. So it kind of started off the ETFs on the wrong foot in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, because as I recall, there was an explosive move when that got announced, and it was like almost immediately got retraced back, right?
Yeah. Retraced and then some is what I remember.
Yeah, no,
it got up to almost 50 and then it went back down to 40 and below.
Yep. Yeah. The gentleman's name that is actually got arrested is named Eric Council Jr. of Athens, Alabama. Says conspired with others to take over the X account, according to a Thursday press release from the U.S. government.
That's actually pretty slick.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think the guy from Alabama would be pulling that off.
After gaining access to the account, he passed control off to an unnamed co-conspirator who issued the false tweet. So it says that he didn't even do it. His buddy did it, and he's keeping his mouth shut.
He's just the one who somehow got a hold of it.
He's the one that was at Gary Gensler's house the day before.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Gary's a huge fan of this guy.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, well, I mean, they stole all their thunder.
Yep.
I don't know. It ended up, and I want to say it was like the next day it got approved anyways, right?
Yes. Yes. So they just jumped the gun early a day, but it knocked the Bitcoin world on its butt for a little bit.
How long are they going to jail this guy for, you think? Or what do you think's going to happen?
I know they're going to treat him like Ross Ulbricht. Throw him in a dungeon. Throw away the key, you're done. No, probably not. He's probably going to plead to something and
Well, because he's got his co-conspirators, right? Like, do you think he's going to roll over on him?
Well, they'll probably sweeten the deal if he does roll over on him.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't roll over, then maybe they will treat him like Ross. You know what I mean?
That's a possibility. They may, you know, instead of giving him like the prisoner's dilemma kind of game, they're going to just be like, yeah, we'll just toss you away.
Yeah. We're going to charge you with murder charges and then drop them right before your trial.
Because you're going to be Ross. Tried in SEC court and with an SEC judge that has nothing to do with the regular law.
Yeah.
I don't know. Kind of, it's kind of crazy. Like, I mean, that was a crazy time. I remember the excitement, around that time. Cause we were like, will they, won't they? We were pretty confident at that point it was going to happen.
All the rumors were saying it was happening.
It was just,
and honestly, the rumors started in October.
Yeah.
And that's when I said, hey, we should do a theoretical buy right now, $3,000.
Yeah.
And that was end of October. And then come early January, I mean, people were saying it's just a matter of time. They're actually expecting it to start in the first week of January, but somehow the SEC delayed it a week, but then it did finally come through.
Yeah, I think, if I can remember correctly, it was like the SEC was first week of January or whatever. They're almost still on a holiday or whatever they do. And yeah. And then it seemed like they came back in, and then it was like, they buttered around. Maybe it was supposed to be like the middle of that first week of January. And they were like, no, we'll wait a little bit longer. Or some more documentation they needed or something along those lines. And actually, like, I don't want to get too excited, but we just broke 68,000 right now while we're recording. So we're back up in the 68 range right now. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, that's kind of the new resistance level, which I'm not complaining about.
Mm-mm. Yeah, we just dropped below it again.
Yeah. Well, it was 64 was kind of the death kiss for Bitcoin for a solid month.
Yeah.
And then it bust through to that. So that's its new resistance. So, I mean, I'm hoping we can get to 70, 72. If it gets up to 72, I think we're set up for that final rocket ship.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And then one other thing that I wanted to bring up, and I just want to touch on this. This isn't anything too major, though, is that it looks like Tesla has actually moved 760 million of their Bitcoin. And this was causing some concern within the crypto space. Of course, everybody's afraid, is Tesla selling? It's like, at this point, like 760 million, like the ETFs have bought up more than that. Like, I wouldn't even sweat it. But they always kind of panic whenever Tesla does something or if Elon Musk does something. But
yeah, he's going to sell it and buy some Doge.
Yeah. But apparently right now, all that's done is it's moved into wallets. Like nothing's hit exchanges. It doesn't look like they're selling anything. And I mean, considering the week that Elon Musk had this last week, he's probably just getting some good times going on. He's not
selling. That's a good times roll.
Yeah, he doesn't need to sell that. He probably has other assets. And it's Tesla's Bitcoin. It's not his, right?
Right, right.
So I don't think he just gets to kind of do whatever he wants to with it. But who knows? One thing that we were going to talk about, too, before we kind of got going here is, so what are your predictions for what we're going to say for the rest of the week or for the month? What are you talking about here?
Well, I'm talking about the month. I don't think we're going to get to 72 this week, though I could be wrong. I'm hoping by the end of the month, we're 72.
72?
We're up that high. 72 or higher. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I'm always, you know, and I've been pretty much the permabull on this show. I have horrible, horrible instincts when it comes to trading. I still want to hold to the 28% that I think we talked about on the October episode, a couple episodes back, where if we look at the average of Octobers across, you know, the time span, since Bitcoin's been kind of created and kind of running, typically it's a 28% move, I think is what we had said. Does that sound right?
Yes, that sounds about right. And that would put us at what?
Yeah, was it 78,000? 78,000 somewhere there? So that's my hope.
78,000. Hey, you know, that would be my hope too. I'm just being a negative fancy over here.
Well, no, but you can say you're more realistic than I am. That's fine.
I'm Debbie Downer. You're not. 72. You're gonna like it at 72.
I would still be happy with 72. I'd be happy. I would be even happier with 78. But if we end October at 72, I will be glad. But my prediction, I'll put this on the line right now, 78,000 at the end of the month.
Okay. I'm not saying we're making an all-time high. That's just my thing. But if you do that, I think the rocket ship is lit.
Yeah.
At 78, it's game on.
Yeah. I think at that point, you'll get retail interested again. People will be like, oh, my God. Look at what it's doing.
The FOMO kicks in and the price just keeps taking off.
Yeah, especially as like all these things start to ease. And you know what's crazy too? The other day I was looking at something because I was trying to figure out something while I was working, and I was like, did I see that correctly? I saw something about an emergency Fed rate cut of another half basis point. And I was like,
really?
What? Like that it happened. And then the article was weird because the article said it was from this month, and it said this just comes after 2 weeks after the other 50 basis points. So I was like, did something happen that I'm not aware of? And so I was trying to look into it a little bit further. It turns out for some reason the data on the article was different, but this was actually from COVID. When COVID stuff was going on. I don't know why it was saying 2024, but I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Nothing was matching up. Because they were talking about how, it's bringing the base interest rate to 0.25%, or between 0 and 0.25. It's like that we haven't had that low of number for a while. That had to have been the COVID crisis.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think they're going to do that.
No. Believe me, I was like, oh my God, if that was announced and I was like, they did another 50 basis points, like that price is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably go through the roof. It might even tank the stock market doing something like that. It's like, oh man, the economy is much worse than we thought. You know, yeah. that's a vicious cycle that you could kick off in either direction on those type of things.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
Nope, just sign up for the newsletter and get yourself a Bitcoin wallet. We have those on the website under the deals page.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can get yourself an Elipal or a Ledger if you are doing your own self-custody, if you don't have ETF, or even if you have ETFs, but you want to dabble maybe in a little bit of physical Bitcoin, and I'm doing air quotes in the air, even though you can't see my hands. Getting yourself hardware, well, that's a good way to go about that. So,
yeah.
And if you buy it through that helps support us. And we do appreciate, I don't know, I don't want to go crazy here, but we've gotten a lot of listeners lately, or at least a lot of new listeners coming on board. So I appreciate that. Whoever you are, tell your friends about us and keep coming back.
Right. And it may be a good time to buy some Bitcoin. Not financial advice, but it's looking pretty good. It's done us well, at least in our theoritical purchases.
Yeah, and personal. It's looking pretty well. Yeah, it's looking nice. I'm optimistic for Q4 this year.
Indeed.
I'm optimistic all the time. Who can I kid?
That's right.
Thank you all for listening.
You're going to be right shortly.
Someday, a broken clock is wrong twice a day, so.